this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Breaking news, missiles striking within Russia days after Joe Biden authorized Ukraine to use different types of weapons than they ever have before. What the hell is going on? Has World War III officially begun? And why are they doing this right now, right after President Trump's mandate election win? I think we know why, but we're going to break it down. Additionally, the Democrats will never learn. Are we on a run until 2038 at this point? We will talk about the way that they are resisting the will of the American people and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. If you click it, if you hit it, if you tap it, if you share it, you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frank is ready, even though I can't see him right now. Hope you are too, and let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday, it is November 19th, and I'm joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. They call him the nuclear bomb of producers, because when you drop him into a network, okay, everything just reverberates around him. Producer Frankie, the GOAT. How we doing, Frankie?
Fantastic, Mike. Thank you. That was a beautiful intro. I'll take that all morning.
Sometimes, you know, I was thinking of going a different route with that, but I decided to be nice today.
What a guy.
You know, I was giving Frankie a hard time before the show started. Sometimes I give Frankie a hard time. You know, we gotta battle test the people here in the studio, you know. You gotta be battle tested, you gotta be ready. Because, you know, at this point, I mean, we could all just be enlisted into a military draft in the next 62 days and have no choice, right, Frankie?
There's a chance.
I mean, basically we could be kind of charged with, hey, you know what, go fight. You know, it's like they did January 6th entrapment on the MAGA supporters last time. Now it's going to be a mandatory enlistment into World War III and, like, send all the troops over. And they're going to go crazy from, like, now until January 20th. And then, like, once Trump gets inaugurated, his, like, process is to, like, bring all the troops back.
This is like the first time where I'm actually happy that I once upon a time dislocated my knee and it'll never be the same, because I know that they can't take me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not cream of the crop no more.
I know.
I might break the other one.
Well, I'm mentally ill, so I can't go. I can't go either. You know, I have ADHD, so I can't go either. So there you go. I'm disabled because, you know, the liberal press likes to say that's a disability. So I have ADHD. I can't go. I can't go serve in the draft. Good luck, libs. Okay? Have a good time. So, guys, obviously, the Democrat Party is really, again, not in cohesion with the will of the American people. There seems to be no desire to get on board with the program. The American people vote against war. Biden authorizes, strikes that we've never seen. The American people vote to end mass immigration and migrants pouring into our country. The Biden regime and the leaders, and you'll see it later in the show, pledge to protect the illegal criminals who are pouring into our country. You see energy independence, the people vote for it. Biden sticks to the Green New Deal yesterday, wandering around the Amazon rainforest or whatever he was doing. I heard he's still circling the same bush, the same tree, not knowing what's going on. But speaking of not knowing what's going on, the women at The View really seem to not know what's going on. And I say this, if you want to talk like this, Democrats, go right ahead. I don't mind it. Roll it.
That as a country, it's very difficult for people to believe that racism and misogyny, they're just alive and well. I think that we don't want to think that about ourselves, our neighbors, our friends. But it's my lived experience tells me that it does still exist, even if your lived experience doesn't tell you that it exists. And, you know, the facts support that. I think we have a graph. If you look at there's a clear racial divide in who voted for Trump as opposed to who voted for Kamala Harris. It's very clear. It's not only clear by race, but it's also clear by education. And so the notion somehow that is not true, this is by education. Those who attended college voted for her at a higher degree than those that didn't.
And I've said that.
Let me just finish. And so I've said that before, and there was so much backlash because I think it's an uncomfortable, inconvenient truth about this country.
But his whole point is they didn't vote for him because of racism and misogyny. They voted for him because they felt like, I think the biggest common denominator in this election is people want a good life and ability to provide for their family.
Well,
whether
we, people,
and whether we agree or not with Donald Trump's plans,
black people
they thought that he was reflective.
One of the poorest demographics in this country, but they voted for Kamala Harris.
Oh,
but there was a split, and more of them voted for Donald Trump than had historically. I think that there's such a desire. If you really think the vast majority of this country voted because of racism and misogyny, you're missing
vast,
it. Most of my family, a lot of my family doesn't have college degrees.
But the stats are the stats.
But that's not, it doesn't say I'm white.
Oh, let's go. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. If that's the way the Democrat leaders are going to talk and act afterwards, go right ahead. We are not tired of winning. Yes, you did it because of racism, not because of unqualified bimbo couldn't string six sentences together when not on a teleprompter, and she code-switched seven different accents to try to simultaneously appeal to nine different demographics at once because she knew no other way of substance to make an appeal other than like fake Jamaican accents and fake Hispanic accents. Yes, we are the racists. Keep saying it. And you know what'll happen? We'll never lose another election again. You know what else will happen, lady? Is that we will get more minority voters to come to our side with every single last breath in which you espouse that disgraceful, demeaning nonsense. Stay in the box. They want them to stay in the box. It's all racism. And more people than ever in the minority communities are rejecting it and saying, you know what? My life was better under Donald Trump for 4 years. You can't use the scare tactics. And again, these are, the, you know, Kanye West called it the modern day plantation. That's exactly what it is. It's a modern day plantation. You know, like they're waking up and getting off of it in record numbers. It's only a matter of time before it's 50%. It was 1 in 3. It's only a matter of time before it's 1 in 2. Yes, Frankie.
Beyond the whole thing, Mike, with like, you know, race and culture and all this, it's like, the fact that they go and they talk about like, oh, the uneducated, the ones that aren't college educated, college graduate, like 68%, 68% of the entire electorate, people who vote, didn't go to college. And it doesn't matter. It's like, why is that something that's mentioned?
And
it's like, okay, these people that
in college.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like these people that are like protesting at college, like, oh, yeah, they're clearly so much smarter than me. It's like, what are you trying to get at? Like, this is such bullshit. It's like,
yeah, the
what
college
is this narrative?
Campuses. The college campuses are indoctrination facilities, and it's an elitist hellhole where you get into six figures of debt. It doesn't mean anything about intellectual superiority. Okay, because let me tell you something. The people who don't go to college and go to trade schools, the people who keep our electric grid on going, okay, I think their opinion's a little bit more valid than the gender studies major who's digging out of debt, jumping from PR firm to PR firm, living in some shithole studio cockroach apartment in New York City, being sold the American dream, and they're 34 years old, 35, 36. They have no family, no prospects, no nothing. They're still paying their student loan payments, and they vote for Kamala Harris because they go, oh, I'm demeaned, I'm depressed, and the woman, and yeah, yeah, go ahead. Keep that demographic. Go right ahead.
And, the craziest thing is if we continued, that was like a 6-minute clip altogether. If we continued on and gave the, I know the crowd doesn't want to see any more of the view, but they continued to say, you know, on average, people who graduate college live about 4 to 5 years longer than people that don't go to college. It's like, hey, okay, let's take away the first responders, you freaking idiots. The people that put their lives on the line. Yeah, those people. The
people
that save your
life.
Yeah,
people that don't go to college. So true. People who don't go to college usually do the necessary things that put their bodies in harm's way. So here's what I'd say. Take two countries, okay? Split America in two. On one side, put all the people who are in the trades, okay, who do the manual labor, who do the first responder. Put all those people on one side. And then on the other side, put all the liberal college educated. See what country survives longer. It's like, come on. And you and me, Frank and I are two college educated, you know, suburban individuals, and we get it. We need those people. They are no better or no worse than us. But why does the host on The View talk with such contempt for the base? They just talk with contempt. It's like, these people are too stupid to understand why Kamala Harris is the answer. They're too stupid to understand why. Yeah, no, I think this is pretty abundantly clear. I think literally launching a World War III makes it pretty abundantly clear where we're at right now. Kiev takes war to Putin. Ukraine fires first U.S. missile into Russia. World War III fears as Kremlin threatens nuclear response. So it's been now, you know how many days the war has been going on, Frankie? It's all over the place today.
Let me guess.
Today is the ceremonious 1,000th day of the conflict. Now, I remember when the conflict started because I was running for U.S. Congress at the time in 2022. And I remember people were talking about it. And I remember saying that this very thing would happen and all this would do at the end of the day, it would be a money pit and nothing would happen. It'd be
Ghost Afghanistan 2.0
and it would draw us into World War III. And they use the scare tactics and they use the senseless rhetoric in a changing global dynamic. They sold us the old, you know, like the Cold War era, you know, like, oh, you know, Russia bad, Cold War era. Now, how about this? How about Ukraine is a U.S. proxy state that carries out the interests of the USA without it being the USA. When I say the USA, I mean the Biden regime, the deep state, to do things and enrich certain people and elements and factions of the U.S. government and global apparatus. It's a little bit of a harder pill to swallow for many people, you know?
100%.
Here is Josh Hawley talking about a very interesting thing. It's like this is happening right now. We saw Joe Biden in his best Jurassic Park yesterday. He's in the rainforest. He's wearing the gear with the pockets, you know, the shirt with the pockets, his crooked aviator glasses. He's slurring and stammering through his words.
Sweating.
And kind of robotico is off into the abyss, like into the leaves. He just goes right into a tree.
The mosquitoes, right, like the mosquitoes don't even bother anymore because his blood is like solid.
Because he's embalmed. Yeah, Frankie. It's funny when Frankie and I have the same joke. I'm like, oh yeah, the mosquitoes are biting. He doesn't even feel it. He's just like, mosquitoes are like, there's nothing in there. We can't suck anything.
Too good.
So here's Josh Hawley pointing out the obvious is that if Joe Biden didn't authorize this, who did? Roll it.
It's insane. Do you think Biden made this call? Is he the one who came up with this idea?
I don't think Biden's making any calls. I think it's other people within the deep state who want this conflict to go on forever. This is escalation, and I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, trying to prevent Trump from actually being able to, you know, pull out of the situation.
Exactly.
That's what they did in Afghanistan to him. Senator, as always, thank you so much.
And you see there, Hawley, actually, it's funny because he's saying it in such a way that, you know, you see it and you're like, oh, you know, like, yeah, Biden isn't calling the shots. But then you stop for a minute and you go, Biden's not calling the shots. Okay. So for the first time ever, you know, we're 60 days away from a new president being sworn in. And we are now doing things that have never before been seen. And the question is why? Why and how? It actually is really scary when you stop for a minute and think about this. This was the scene in Russia last night.
Ukraine fired 6 U.S.-made missiles here at Russia's Bryansk region. Russia's defense ministry just releasing that information days after U.S. President Biden eased those restrictions on Ukrainian use of American-made weapons in the war that is now marking its 1,000th day. Ukraine claimed it hit a military weapons depot there in the middle of the night, though it didn't specify what weapons it actually used. The Ukrainian general staff said that multiple explosions and detonations were heard in that targeted area.
So, okay, there you go. That is the scene. And people would say, oh my goodness, Mike, you know, you're showing this and the Russians are so terrible. And you know, people short circuit and say, it's like, hold on a minute. War and death anywhere isn't good. And when you're dealing with a nuclear power, don't buy into the nonsense they tell you that, oh, good versus evil. No. The only thing evil is when the nukes get launched. The only thing that's evil is when provocation is intentionally inflamed so people die as a result. That's what President Trump understood better than anybody else. And he really didn't care. And actually, you know, it's funny because in his second term, he's going to be even more emboldened not to listen to these haters. That it's like he stands for peace. He understands there is no good and evil in the world. Even in the USA, remember when Bill O'Reilly, that washed up scrub, okay, the guy who now spends time yelling at JetBlue gate agents, he was like, Putin's a killer. And Trump goes, a lot of killers. Think we're so innocent? It's actually a very, very telling, brilliant quote from him actually kind of let us know, like sometimes you look at Trump talking and you go, this guy knows more than what he says, but he can only say so much because he is the master of like understanding like where like the Mendoza line is of, you know, the appeal and what you say to the American people. He gets it. This is Russia's spokesperson on X this morning. Russia's new nuclear doctrine means NATO missiles fired against our country could be deemed an attack by the bloc on Russia. Russia could retaliate with weapons of mass destruction against Kiev and key NATO facilities wherever they're located. That means World War III. That is the deputy chair of the Security Council of the Russian Federation.
And not only that, Mike, that would be the United States.
Horrifying.
That'd be the United States, like, in like it's the complete the blame of the United States for Ukraine to be demolished off the entire map. Entire map. That's great. Was it worth it?
We would do that, and all those people would die. And you know what's funny is that the neocons and the war hawks and the lefties, many Republicans out there, they would say that message means that now we have to go drop some nukes. All you're doing is mutually assuring destruction of everybody. Frankie's absolutely right. How about all those innocent Ukrainians who will go get wiped out and die? How about the peace deal that was on the table in 2021? RFK talks about it. So I'm happy that RFK is with Trump right now. That's why I'm happy that, you know, Trump's back in the saddle, that RFK is with him, that Tucker has influence, that Tulsi has influence. Elon. I mean, these are the people who actually, like, when you follow the totality of what they talk about, they're the ones who've been on the front line talking about it the way we talk about it. But these people, as Frankie would say, would rather the entire nation of Ukraine get wiped off the map, either because they're so stupid or they're in on it. Again, President Trump laid out, as soon as he got elected, a peace plan of what he was saying. This is all through his campaign. He recorded this video during his campaign, and he rolled this out saying this was his plan. And it's funny how as soon as he wins, Frankie, they intentionally escalate and cause mayhem, knowing that Trump will solve it and end it. And they want to make it impossible for him to solve it and end it before he gets sworn in. It's actually really sick. Roll this clip,
Frank. We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear-armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon. Nothing is more important than avoiding that nightmare. We will avoid it, but we need new leadership. Every day this proxy battle in Ukraine continues, we risk global war. We must be absolutely clear that our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. This is the central issue. We need peace without delay. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad, while they turn us into a third world country and a third world dictatorship right here at home. The State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all of the rest need to be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep staters and put America first. We have to put America first.
All you had to do, and again, that's what they don't want. They don't want what would happen is right now there's like this stalling on both sides. What they don't want to happen is they don't want Trump to get sworn in, and they don't want him to bring both sides to the table. They don't want a photo op. Really, what they don't want, Frankie, is the photo op of him in the middle with Zelensky and Putin shaking hands, ending it. That would embarrass them and discredit them even more. Again, like they continue to get more discredited by the hour, by the day, by the month. But that would be the death. Like that would just embarrass them in perpetuity forever. They don't want that. They're trying everything they can. Just like when they tried to jail him and shoot him and kill him and jail us, and nothing worked. Well, this, I guess we'll see. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. I want to welcome everybody in. A nice audience today. Make sure you guys are rumbling. Make sure you guys are sharing. Make sure you guys are helping us out here. Dropping comments below. I see the comments below have been restored. So make sure you drop some comments below. Tell me how good I'm looking today. Tell everybody how much you love Frankie's sweatshirt that he's wearing, or his shirt. I can't see. It's dark. But tell everybody how much
Let's
you
go.
Love that. Look at that. Let's go. So based. I mean, this guy is just incredibly based. The baseness is just permeating off of his headphones.
Mike, you got a heavy lean
into
today.
Your eardrums.
I gotta get you more toward, you know.
What?
Let's get you centered a little bit. You got a little
you know, I'm like Biden.
Wake up!
Full, you know, and Biden's like at the podium. You know, Biden's like this. Biden's at the podium, and he's like this. And it's just like, it's like, buddy, like Leaning Tower of Pisa over here. So, yes, Amanda Collins, great to see you. Amanda Collins is back in the chat today. Conservative accountant. Does Frankie smell OFP fresh? Frankie, you smelling OFP fresh or what, Frankie?
I'm always.
We'll do that in the next segment. Robbie Sunshine, Mike was at the Trump-Tyson fights, is Alex saying. Yes, I was at the Trump-Tyson fight. And then the next day I met Frankie's favorite athlete, Jake Paul.
Mike, I'm getting requests.
You know, great guy, good guy.
Conservacue says, hey, what? Frankie, put a rubber pad on Crispy's table for when you bang it really hard and you blow out everyone's speaker systems. Yes, yes.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna not do that anymore. I almost.
So nice and quiet.
I'm gonna be nice to the crowd. So listen, if you're complaining about that, you're just giving ammunition to Frankie. So stop it.
Thank you.
Okay. So people said, Mike, love your candy cane tie. Candy cane. I mean, I don't know if this is candy cane.
Pretty
good.
This
is like power. This is power pink. You know, I mean,
Power Pink doesn't sound better than Candy Cane, by the way, if you're wondering. No.
All right, whatever. All right, anyway, you want to talk about a sponsor? Here you go. Here's your sponsor, Armor Colostrum. Watch this and everybody shut up. Just kidding. Roll it.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
You wanna try it? Try Arma.com.
Frankie, you want to try it?
Try it, guys.
Go to tryarmor.com. If that isn't the best edited commercial I've ever seen, I don't know what is. Tryarmor.com/LFATV for 15% off your order. While you're at it, make sure you guys head on over to the LFATV store, lfatv.us. Go there right now. Go subscribe. Go do it. You won't be sorry.
Do it.
It's the best stuff ever. It's the best content. We're doing the post-election, pre-inauguration home stretch right now. It's a lot of stuff. So, you know, a lot of you guys are going to be going to the inauguration. So stock up on some of this LFATV winter clothes.
And you might see LFATV there. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? You might see us there. You might see us anywhere. So we got Turning Point USA in December. I believe we'll be going to that. So a lot going on, a lot of great things. And red and blue ties are power ties, no matter. Mike, you look great. Well, listen, I wear red ties, I wear blue ties. You know, but you know, Trump wears the pink tie sometimes. You know, you got to do a little pink. You got to throw a little pink in there sometimes. I mean, my fashion is unmatched. So, yes, I am. Oh, Mike. Hey, Mike, do you read the comment section? Yeah, I'm reading the comment section right now. The comments below. I will read the comments below if they're good comments below. And I do read the comments below after the show, always. That's the best way to leave me a lasting message if you are wanting to get in touch with me. All right, Frankie, let's roll right back in.
We're going to roll back into it, Mike. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, and I have great news as we continue to show about how the Democrats will never learn. I mean, again, it's not like the greatest news because they're trying to plunge us into World War III and, you know, have mass casualty events from now until January 20th because they don't want the photo op of Trump and Putin and Zelensky shaking hands, basically destroying the military-industrial complex once and for all. They're at their last dying breath. They're going to do everything they can to stop Trump from making peace. That's very much why they're launching a World War III. They obviously control these things. They control the aggression. They control the, you know, lack of aggression. That goes to show you that, you know, all of this is kind of pulled by the globalist United States of America puppets, right? Puppet masters. Zelensky is a puppet. Again, I've always said it. Zelensky came in, you know, under normal pretenses. Then he was captured. He's a puppet for the globalist state. Now, what do Democrats love? They love puppets. And here is your polling data from 2028. The first poll has been released of what people would support for their Democratic nominee in the year 2028. And here is your poll. This poll has Kamala Harris, our girl, at 41% in the poll. Amazing. Gavin Newsom at 8. Josh Shapiro at 7. Pete Buttigieg at 6. Tim Walz at 4. Let's go. So basically, by this standard, Frankie, is that Kamala Harris deserves retribution. Yes, let's go. Surprised Biden isn't on this list. Was Biden just not included in the poll? Is that why he didn't? I bet you if they included Biden, he'd be number one. I still think Biden should run in 2028. Biden 2028. Retribution, man. He didn't get a fair shake. He didn't get to, you know, go through the whole campaign. Come on. Kamala Harris in 2028. 41% of the electorate agrees. Listen, here's the deal, guys. You know, remember when Trump and it's like in his post-presidential polls, when people like, oh, should Trump run again or whatever, like they would tell us that the polling said, hey, Trump is only polling at like 45%. Remember that? They said like, oh, he's like polling at 45%. And clearly now he won overwhelmingly. He's back. It's amazing. Kamala Harris looks like she's going to be the nominee again. But the problem is I don't think she's going to want it. But Frankie, I mean, can you imagine like Kamala Harris not being able to help herself and just like jumping in this?
There's no way.
She sees that.
There's
I mean, that's like a dream for us.
There's no way. She's done.
Kamala 28. I've started it. I'm going to make the t-shirts. We're going to sell the shirts in the show. And it's going to be, and you're going to buy it and you're going to send it to your favorite liberal friend. If that's even possible. Kamala 28. Let's get it trending. So speaking of Kamala 28, the best campaign of all time, our boy Jesse Waters did an incredible breakdown of Kamala 2024. Again, this is why we're very much in favor of Kamala 2028. I mean, what a prolific economic powerhouse and steward this woman and the phenomenal team that she assembled, who can't look her in the eye, but they're very competent, very smart, very on the ball. They did phenomenal. Roll it.
Kamala Harris smashed the Democratic Party to pieces with a $2 billion hammer. Now the kingmakers are tearing each other apart, trying to seize control and rebuild the party from the bottom up. But what's the Democratic Party without any money? Kamala burned through $100 million a week during her little campaign. Now Democrats are in debt. She didn't win a single swing state and was the first Democrat to lose the popular vote in 20 years. So what'd Kamala do with her billions? New reporting from The Times shows Kamala gave $2 million to influencers and spent $10 million on concerts. Kamala blew $900,000 to put her face on the Las Vegas Sphere. And originally it was reported she paid Oprah $1 million for an interview. It's actually $2.5 million. They built a venue for a rally in Pittsburgh, but then had to tear it down because the Secret Service told them it wasn't secure. If only they'd done that in Butler. More than a half a mil went to Al Sharpton and Roland Martin, both people who just so happened to give softball interviews to Kamala. I'm not sure it's connected at all. And she spent thousands on Uber Eats and ice cream. I guess Joe's holdovers liked ice cream just as much as the big guy. While Kamala was eating dessert and making her friends richer, her staffers were getting stiffed. Kamala stopped paying some of her top staffers over the weekend, and now the DNC's firing hundreds of employees. The staffers are furious. One told Axios, quote, "If they want to be the party of the working people, they should have more respect for their workers. There's an inauthenticity in how they talk about workers, and clearly voters feel the same thing." The heads are rolling, and the Democrat grunts are revolting. To us, it's obvious why Kamala lost. But some people are still scratching their heads.
I don't know.
Let's go. Ah, yes, they don't know. I love it. I love it. It's amazing. The party of the working people right there. Kamala Harris and all the, Frankie, can you imagine that the group of people that were, you know, on the staff of the DNC who listened to every single DNC surrogate politician, whatever, give speeches and talk to everybody in the audience like they were like third graders. You know, like that's like a thing the Democrats do. They would talk to the audience like they're third graders. Like, wow, I can't believe that that group of people would be so inauthentic. It's like, it's just so good. So good. And I can't believe, Frankie, that $2.5 million for Oprah didn't sway the election. And I can't believe that Oprah has such discernment that she didn't let that cloud her judgment when she turned on her once friend, Donald J. Trump, who before money and hands were exchanged, liked the guy. I can't believe that Oprah is just such a steadfast warrior for truth and what's right that she didn't let it cloud her judgment. Roll it.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
You'd probably be prosecuted in California.
But my staff will deal with that later.
Yes. How do you think the election went?
Not talking about the election. Thank you very much.
Oh, is it true that they paid you $1 million for the endorsement for Kamala?
Not true.
Not true, okay.
I was paid nothing, ever.
What do you think about all the celebrities with their mass exodus?
I'm not talking about that.
Do you think Prince Harry's going to lose his visa now that Trump's president? Thank you, Oprah.
Let's go. Oprah Winfrey was telling the truth there. She did not get paid $1 million. She got $2.5 million. And it wasn't her. It was her production company. I wonder the production company who pays her, the executive producer of the production company. Yeah. So good, Frankie.
And the best part is like the $2 million. The $2 million that Kamala paid her probably just all went to her liposuction bill, Oprah. We know what's going on there, Oprah.
Liposuction nice bill. Yes, we know. We know, Oprah. We know, Oprah. Also, it's pretty phenomenal that, you know, they did the concerts, they did Oprah, they did Al Sharpton, they did like everything that like Democrats have done. It's like it shows you they know no other playbook. Like they really have nothing else. It's phenomenal. Keep becoming the party of the marginalized, angry, racist black woman. You'll go very far. It's great. It's going great. And then be the party who protects illegals in this country, okay? Illegals who are causing crime, who at the very least, okay, are sucking up the tax basis to get things like, you know, Medicare and health care and, you know, Social Security benefits and debit cards. And at the very least they do that. At the very most, they commit crimes and they commit robberies and they commit murders and they commit rapes. So, like, that's the scale. No illegal just comes in the country and does nothing. They're doing something on the scale to make the lives of American citizens a little bit worse. Oh my goodness, Mike, that's so terrible. That's so bad. That's fascist. No. Caring about your own people does not make you a bad person. Caring about them first, saying, hey, you know, like in every other civilized society in the history of man, you can't just jump a border and come in and then just get thousands of dollars. How about Mike Crispy tries to do that in any other country in the world? How about fat ass J.B. Pritzker, okay, goes to any other country on this planet, hops the border, comes in and tries to, you know, get $10,000 prepaid debit cards for himself. That wouldn't be enough for his monthly food bill. Here's J.B. Pritzker talking about deportations. Again, these Democrats are digging their heels. And instead of having some introspection and saying, yeah, you know what? We suck. We got to look at this. You know, maybe we should care about the American people a little bit more. Otherwise, we're never going to win an election again because the census data shows that people are moving out of blue states, moving into red states. And actually, those red states are holding. You know, people are like, oh, Texas is going to flip. I have people telling me that bullshit. Again, not bad people, but people who like just listen to the fake news. Oh, Mike, did you hear? Texas is going to flip. Like, are you kidding me? What was the Kamala Trump Texas final? Let's see. We got to see it, Frankie. Kamala Trump Texas. People are telling me the whole time, oh, Trump's going to lose Texas. Trump 56%. Won by.
Percent.
Yeah. Yeah. So he won by 14 points. Trump's going to lose Texas. So what actually happened was Trump, the leftists and the mainstream media told you Texas was a swing state and that New Jersey was a pure blue state and that Mike Crispy was a loser, crazy man wasting his time. So Trump lost New Jersey by 5 and Kamala lost Texas by 15. There you go. There's your pill to swallow on just how unpopular this is. And actually a white pill moment, if you will, for the kids out there. White pill, for the people who are not the kids out there, white pill means that it's an uplifting figure here, is that when people are moving out, they're not voting for the blue. They're actually moving and then saying, yeah, you know what? I'm going to still vote for the red. It's a good sign. Here's J.B. Pritzker, though, not getting it. Roll it.
We, of course, are deeply concerned about, you know, the President of the United States calling out military inside the United States, where people are peaceful, even if there may be people who are undocumented. But the idea of calling out, you know, the army into the domestic confines of the United States seems uncalled for and may, in fact, be unconstitutional and illegal.
Yeah, just let all the illegals. Just let them go. You come in, you commit crimes, you do rapes, you do murders. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like nothing happens. Yeah, no, the military, it's so scary. Yes, Frankie.
Mike, yeah. Oh, God forbid we use the military on the interior of the United States other than toys for tots. Like, what are we talking about? It's like the United States military is not just here to go invade foreign lands and take their oil. That's not their actual, the original, you know, reason for them was to protect our nation. You understand? They seem to not understand that.
And we are being invaded from within. So does that kind of meet the definition of what you would use the military for? No. J.B. Pritzker digging his heels into the bitter end. How about in a swing state? President Trump won Arizona by 5. They say Kerry Lake lost. I don't know if that's actually accurate. I mean, that's a wild phenomenon. Sure. One day we will unpack and uncover.
This cat.
If it was a 1-point election, and you're like, all right, Rube Gallego won by 1 point. Like, again, I don't know if I'd believe that, but to say that Trump won Arizona by 5 points and then Kerry Lake lost Arizona, I mean, that's pretty far-fetched. Now, Katie Hobbs, though, is the governor of a state that Trump just won by 5 points. And this is what she says about the deportations.
When hearing about the Trump administration's plans for border security, the emphasis really is on this mass deportation. What we saw here today is the actual work happening at our ports of entry that are interdicting drugs, keeping those drugs off our streets.
She sounds like every liberal
and
dumb
we need more of that to secure the border here.
As you know, Trump has promised that he would carry out mass deportations on day one of his presidency. Your state is estimated to have 250,000 undocumented immigrants. Some Democrats in your state, like Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, say that she wouldn't allow police to be used to carry out this plan. Would you, as governor, allow state police and National Guard to carry out mass deportations?
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities. And I've been incredibly clear about that.
Yes. So you disagree with mass deportation.
It's like you took the internet, you know, like just like the liberal girl on X, you know, who's like just like mousy and stupid and poorly spoken. And you just made that individual the governor. Like, can we keep rolling that?
Please,
and the fact that president-elect says that's what he's going to be working on day one.
Well, I think that those efforts are going to divert
just answer the question
needed resources that we need here on these drug interdiction and smuggling and trafficking efforts to keep harm out of our communities. We need those resources here, and the coming here today and seeing this operation firsthand just underscores that working in partnership here is how we can best secure the border.
What would worry you the most, Governor, about mass deportations?
Well, I think the diversion of law enforcement from the work that they do every day to keep our communities safe. People hiding in fear. We saw that under previous state policies here. It harms communities.
Bro.
Okay. That's the defense against mass deportations in a border state.
Oh, we need all the funding to this border, right? To protect and secure the border so we get all this fentanyl and we block it at the border. But if they slip through our fingers, it's not our problem.
Yeah, we can't get it out. No, they're a citizen. It will harm the ebb and flow of the progress of the community in killing itself. Yeah, very good. Good kitty hops.
What?
They are not learning. They are just not learning, Frankie. They are so freaking done. Like, the death spiral is just beautiful to watch. We just got to get to January 20th about World War III.
Please. This one's great.
It's amazing. All right.
Should we end with this one? It's just too good. It's too good.
Yes. What?
No,
it's too good. Yeah, it's too good. All right. We're going to roll this one for you. Mass deportation topic. Democrats never learning. We're going to squeeze it in. CNN panel. And our boy, Scott Jennings, who he should have been the White House press secretary. I mean, this guy is a machine. Roll it.
Some of this. And think about this.
The challenge of sorting through them is mammoth. We had a hard time doing it in
this
Iraq.
Guy thinks he's cool.
Okay, our troops have had a hard time doing it in Afghanistan. Trying to ask
the
them to
pretend alphas are the worst
and implement a policy like this, hold on,
yeah,
here in the United States is like nothing we've ever seen.
Actually,
I mean, hold on, maybe the only precedent we have is internment camps during World War II against Japanese Americans, but there's not a military precedent for sorting through who on the Upper East Side is an illegal and who's not. And you're asking a 19-year-old, right, holding a weapon, who signed up to serve his or her country, to thrust themselves into maybe the most fraught political topic people want a solution, but they don't necessarily want that one.
You've twice now insinuated that Trump's going to send the military to round up American citizens, which is totally false. There are 1.3 to 1.6 million illegal immigrants in this country today who have already received deportation orders from a court. You can start there. There's another population, as Mark said, that have either committed violent crimes in the United States or committed violent crimes where they came from. You can also do that. That has nothing to do with the people in your neighborhood, has nothing to do with the person in your office, and has nothing to do with whatever the hell you're talking about. It has to do with getting people out of the country who do not belong.
How are you going to deploy the military? Give me how exactly you would deploy an active duty military unit to respond to this crisis.
I would use the military in conjunction with local officials.
But what does that
look
like?
Law enforcement, county sheriffs, people who know their communities. Because I assume a lot of the local sheriffs and jailers are going to be the people who end up housing some of these folks before they are deported. But there has
to be
some...
What's the task and purpose? What's the mission?
The mission is...
Get him out!
What is he actually going to be...
Get him out!
Or is he going to be investigating?
I don't know. I wasn't elected
president. But you're sitting here on CNN saying we should do it. I think you should think out a little bit more about what they actually should be required to do.
Do not belong.
It sounds real good.
One at a time. Scott, quickly.
Yeah, it sounds real good. No, shut the fuck up, you stupid little... I'm sorry. It's like, you know, it's so easy.
It's only funny because conservative.
With the local military. How about this, Frankie? It's so simple. The local law enforcement knows where the criminals are. They know where the gangs hang out. They know where the crime is occurring. They know where the drugs are sold. They know where the trap houses are. They know where the brothels are. They know where the gangs congregate. They know where the smuggling takes place. They know where all of them are. So the local law enforcement tells the U.S. government, who then sends in the military and sting operations to sweep those people up very quickly. There is police records of who these people are, because the people in the local communities who patrol the streets every single day knows who these people are and knows their communities and knows who's a citizen, who belongs here, and who doesn't. So you tell them, and then you send in the troops to come swiftly and quickly, F them up, and get them out. How about that, you tough, bold son of a... We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more.
Wait. You broke my computer there. Let's get it back, and we're back. How we doing? You know, it's just funny because conservatives going back and forth with Eli about language because there's children in the chat, and then you're just ripping effers. I'm like...
Stupid. I'm sorry. I mean, we do have kids in the chat. We do have kids. I got. Stop the banging on the desk. I'm sorry. I know we got kids in the chat. Like, you know, I know we got like we got Donnie, our friend Donnie, John Cross's son, who watches this show every day. He comes home from school. He watches the show. I mean, yes. I'm sorry about the language. I am sorry.
However, it happens.
Do you hear that at home? You know, when I was a young kid, you know, I grew up in a wonderful, loving family.
Oh, conservative autumn is the kid. What's up? I love it. We love the younger generation watching this show.
Is he?
That's what he says.
I don't think he is.
The kid is me.
Is he?
What's up, kid? Why are you at school?
And it, and he says, Donnie thinks that's the best part of the show. It is the best part of the show. Some people say it's the best. Some people get upset. You know, I don't do it often. My mom texts me, Mike, behave.
It's great. Behaving. Listen, they're ripping this country out of under our feet. That's what happens.
Yeah, but we're about to be in World War III. So, yeah, there you go. But at least we didn't curse on the way. So, all right, guys, I want to tell you about our next sponsors of the program, and our next sponsor are our friends and over at OFPFarms.com. Guys, head over to OFPFarms.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. Smells amazing. Frankie, tell them about how OFP fresh you are right now.
You know, it's the time, Mike. Like, as I told the crowd that I opened a beautiful brand new morning grind.
I did too.
Okay.
Yesterday.
But here's the thing, like day 2 or 3, that's when like the scratchies, you know, these beautiful soaps, they're like embalmed with like coffee grinds, okay? And when you're washing, you get a beautiful scratch. It's like the best feeling ever, and I'm just loving life because I'm at my peak scratchiness of my soap, Mike. Peak scratchiness. OFP. Oh, there's my new camera.
Peak
OFP Farms.
Scratchiness.
Promo code CRISPY.
OFPFarms.com. Promo code CRISPY. Make sure you guys smell good and not put chemically concocted bullshit into your bodies, okay? This is the front lines of Maha, okay? Let's go.
Let's go.
Goat milk. Real love. And you got to use promo code CRISPY. A lot of promo codes out there, but only one promo code pays for producer Frankie's Children's College Fund, okay?
Though we got
Frankie's
that out
kids
of there.
To college? Nope. So, and I actually just opened a new bar of OFP, and it was actually like a white. It was like white and
oh,
red
yeah,
and
I got that
blue,
one.
The colors. I'm like,
I know
I'm
what
like,
you're talking about. That was my wedding. I opened that one cool. up at my wedding. I remember. It's like my coveted like, wedding
that
soap.
That is pretty cool. The wedding soap. How about that? Pretty amazing.
I didn't mean to conservative all of them, okay? You're not conservative, Q. My apologize. There's a lot going on.
We have multiple different names in the chat. You know, like sometimes, and some of the usernames, guys, are very similar. So, you know, sometimes that like we have conservative Q, or we have conservative Autumn, and then we have, you know,
10 other conservative something.
You know, 10 other conservative
then we got
whatever.
Lock.
You
just
know,
kidding.
So.
Just kidding. I don't see Lock.
Well,
today.
He's, I mean, no one can. We need other people to make a Lock. We hope he's all right. You know, he would probably be so happy to know that he got mentioned when he wasn't even in the comments.
When he wasn't commenting, you know? Every he'd probably be, 6 seconds.
Yeah. So, yeah, here's another. That's conservative. Okay. Let's get
back into it.
Let's get back into the show.
I love it. We're on in mic. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, we talked yesterday on the broadcast about Morning Joe and the fact that Morning Joe was kissing ass again, or trying to, with President Trump, trying to build the bridge or make amends or whatever the BS that they espoused on TV was yesterday morning. Fact of the matter is that the people at Morning Joe and most of the left-wing media are the most disingenuous hacks you've ever seen. And now that President Trump has won resoundingly for a third time, it's not about time that we start letting them just kind of get back into what they were doing before. These people went against truth. They went against the American people. They did it for an agenda. And now that it's over, now that it is crumbled, we cannot let them weasel back in. People still attack. You know, people are still going down with the ship. People still attack folks like RFK Jr. RFK Jr., for a very long time, was considered a mainstream voice in the Democrat Party. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama almost picked him as a cabinet secretary in 2008. But like many former Democrats, RFK said enough was enough, and he's still an independent, but he joined President Trump and now will be joining his cabinet. And I'm very pleased that RFK is joining the cabinet. Again, we've always liked RFK on this show because his consistency over the years has been very on point. We like Trump because of his consistency over the last number of decades, talking about China and trade and foreign conflict and, you know, and infrastructure. Trump has always been consistent. But so is RFK. But you know who's been inconsistent? The fake news media, who one minute paints it as a diverse, compelling perspective that we need to pay attention to and that actually impacts lives. And on the other side, when they're paid their money, they're told to go against that, not listen to it, and dismiss life-saving advice and the good work of RFK as crackpot theory, which just, again, at the end line here, makes people money, but it results in people dying and having serious health problems. And that is on the TV hosts and the media people who run with it and look the other way and then cause serious harm. This was RFK and Joe Scarborough years ago. Roll it.
My son, born in 1991, has a slight form of autism called Asperger's. Right. But it seemed, and again, when I was practicing law, and also when I was in Congress, parents would constantly come to me, and they'd bring me videotapes of their children, and they were all around the age of my son, that's or exactly younger. The generation. So something happened in 1989.
Exactly. The generation, what happened was the vaccine schedule was increased. We went up from receiving about 10 vaccines in our generation to these kids received 24 vaccines. And they all had this thimerosal in them, this mercury, and nobody bothered to do an analysis of what the cumulative impact of all that mercury was doing to kids. As it turns out, we are injecting our children with 400 times the amount of mercury that FDA or EPA considers safe. A child on his first day that he's born is injected with a hepatitis B shot. Under EPA guidelines, he would have to be 275 pounds to safely absorb that shot.
And yet we're just constantly pumping our kids with these vaccines. Where's right, the
federal
government?
What happened was that in 1988, one in every 2,500 American children had autism. Today, one in every 166 children have autism, and plus one in six children have other kinds of learning disorders, other kinds of neurological disorders, speech delay, language disorders, ADD, hyperactivity, that all seem to be connected, that are all connected, the science shows are all connected to autism.
You know, Bobby, what we've always found, you and I could debate a thousand different issues, whether it's Terry Schiavo or the environment, I think would agree on the environment. But in this case, you've got the federal government coming in saying, well, there's no good science. And of course, in politics, science always gets diluted. Why hasn't the federal government stepped up and worked more? Because listen, Bobby, I can't prove it tonight. You can't prove it. But intuitively, you look at the spike, you look at what happened with the Marisol, there is no doubt in my mind. Maybe it's 2 years from now. Maybe it's 5 years from now. Maybe it's 10 years from now. We're going to find out that the Marisol 25. Causes, in my opinion, autism.
You know what? The science.
What a wild clip.
Wild.
What a wild clip. Again, that discourse, if that continued, could have been life-saving for people.
And
but somewhere along the lines, people made a decision to look the other way on humanity and look towards the dollar and the big pharma profits. That's how you get to the root of fixing autism, okay? That's how you get to the root of, you know, weeding out big pharma corruption.
And man who has a platform that could prop this man up and say, we need to vote him in. We need this man in Trump's cabinet. You'd think, I mean, this man has a son who has, you know, they used to call it Asperger's. Yeah. Now it's just a lesser version of autism. It's like this man, like your own family is going through it and you're going to just zip up your for some money. Like you're a disgusting human being. That's what I got from that.
Disgusting human being. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal, man.
All right, everybody. I want to tell you guys about our last sponsors of the show today. And our last sponsors of the show are our friends over at Collect45.com. Guys, head over to Collect45.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order. Yeah, that's promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order. It should be called Collect47, but for now it's Collect45, and it's the Disney Coin Company, DISME. Guys, they've been doing this since 2016. They got the 45th series. They got the 47th series. All of your favorite moments from President Trump's historic, now 9-year, they're going to be 10, 11, 12, 13-year run in office you can get on these beautiful coins minted in real gold, real silver, real copper. Real gold, real silver, and real copper, okay? And as the value of gold, silver, copper go up, the value of the coins have remained the same, so it's a great value. You got to go get it. It's a no-brainer. We did it. We won. So many iconic moments still to be minted and printed. So go sign up for the newsletter, collect45.com. Sign up for that newsletter, and you'll get notified when they come out with the new designs. And use promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order right now and get the history living in real time. It makes a beautiful display, memento, part of your collection. MAGA, baby. We did it. All right. Frankie? minutes. We'll be back into it.
Roll back into it, Mike. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuned Up Tuesday. We're tuned up to, that's for darn sure. Talks of World War III, talks of the Democrats not learning about deportations. How about Trump and his cabinet nominees getting through? You know, obviously right now, every single member of the Republican Party should be saying, hey, Trump won the mandate and he gets who he wants, period. That's how it works. Max Miller, who's a congressman from the state of Ohio. I remember once upon a time, he was running for Congress, and he was running for Congress on the Trump platform. He was out of the Trump administration. He worked for the administration. He gave a speech at Trump rally. He gets into Congress because of Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump wants his attorney general. This is what Max Miller says. Roll it.
I'm looking at him as a member of Congress and the job that he has done here, and it has been abhorrent. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I just say the quiet part out loud, and I wish other of my colleagues would have the same courage to do so. But him as a member of Congress should not be the most powerful law enforcement individual in our country, and everyone knows it, and he's not going to get confirmed. And so this is solely based
someone's jealous
on his job as a member of Congress within this body that has caused more harm, made us spend more money, has put us in more paralyzation than any other member.
Oh, okay. You're talking about when he stood up to Kevin McCarthy, the only one to do what the base wanted for a very long time in the two chambers of the House and the Senate. Max Miller, he owned. Came in, swept, owned. Right?
Owned.
It's that simple.
What a loser.
Owned. I saw him at the start when he was MAGA. Owned now. And a little jealous, too. And you're not a tough guy either, Max. All right. It's about the time that we have on the show today. What an episode. I'm sorry I slammed the desk again. I'm going to try to stop doing that. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. Love you. See you back live tomorrow.